أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا. In the concluding ayat of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of His special servants who have brought Iman in him, and after bringing Iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Allah says, indeed those who have brought Iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they carry out, they have performed acts of righteousness and piety. كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for them shall be gardens of al-firdaus, nuzulan, as an entertainment in the akhirah. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us in a hadith that whenever we make dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for jannatul firdaus, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says it is the highest level in paradise. It is directly under the arsh and the throne of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the many streams that are in paradise, their source is from Jannatul Firdaus. Can you ever imagine how beautiful and how amazing this paradise is? May Allah ta'ala grant it to all of us. Khalidina fiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will abide therein forever. La yabghuna anha hiwala. They will not wish to move away from it. They will not wish to move away from it. There's no destination on earth that a person does not become tired of. At some point and at some stage, no matter how comfortable a person's home may be, but there are moments where he feels he needs to go out and he needs to spend some time out and he needs to take a break or he needs to go on a holiday. There are, but Jannatul Firdaus is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, never will they wish or want to move away from Jannatul Firdaus even for a moment. They will just want to remain there. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them that if the ocean were ink, if Allah had to transform the ocean into ink, now imagine how much of ink that will be. When planet Earth is made up of 75% of water, imagine that 75% of water is converted into ink. لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, so that the ink may be used to write down the praises and the words of my Rabb. لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرِ, the ocean will get finished. نَفِد, will become exhausted. The ink will finish and the ink will end. قَبْلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, before the words of glorification and praise of my Rabb come to an end. Elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if all the oceans in the world were turned into ink and all the trees were turned into pens, and the praises of your Rabb and the glory of your Rabb were penned down, all of this would cease, but the praises of Allah would continue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا, and even if we were to bring another ocean, after this ocean is finished and all the ink is used up, وَلَوْ جِئْنَا, even if we bring another ocean like it, madada, in addition to it, then too, it would not suffice. قُلْ, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرْ مِثْلُكُمْ, I am only a human being. And the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a human being made of flesh and bones. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرْ, tell them, I am only a human being, مِثْلُكُمْ, like you, meaning in terms of my physical self, and in terms of my physical body, there is no difference between me and between you. Yuha ilay, but what I enjoy is wahi. Yuha ilay, It has been revealed to me, أَنَّمَا إِلَاهُكُمْ إِلَاهُ وَاحِدٌ, that your ilah is only one ilah. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, whosoever hopes and wishes to meet his Rabb, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, then he should perform and he should carry out acts of righteousness, pious acts. If he really looks forward to and anticipates and believes in the meeting of his Rabb, then he should do acts of righteousness. And in those acts of righteousness, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, he should not take anyone as a partner in the acts of worship that he performed unto Allah. He should not ascribe any partner to Allah in those acts of righteousness and piety. Now what shirk is this? This obviously is not referring to the major shirk, the shirk where a person associates partners to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because Allah is speaking of somebody performing acts of righteousness, and Allah says, in those acts of righteousness, in the ibadah that he makes for Allah, he should not take a partner. This, according to the ahadith, is referring to what is known as a shirk al-khafi. Shirk is of two types. You have a shirk al-jali, the major shirk that we know of, where people take other gods apart from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A shirk al-khafi is known as the hidden shirk, which is riya, to show off, ostentation. The reason why this ayah was revealed was a man who would fight in jihad. There was a certain person. He would fight in jihad and he was quite well at fighting in jihad. But at the same time, he would like it and appreciate it and look forward to people praising him for his bravery in jihad. So Allah revealed this ayah. Don't take any partner in the acts of worship that you perform for Allah. There was a sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some have cited this as the reason for the revelation of this ayah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I do acts of righteousness, and I do it solely for the pleasure of Allah. I do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah, but I would like people to see me performing it, and I appreciate it and become happy and look forward to people coming to know of it and speaking of it. So Rasulullah ﷺ remained silent. And then this ayah was revealed that وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. That is shirk. It is a form of shirk when you are hoping that others come to know of your acts of righteousness and piety. And this is something we have to be very careful about, because shaitan, when he realizes that he cannot misguide you, and he cannot cause you to abandon and give up the act of piety and righteousness, then he allows you to start hoping that others come to know of your acts of piety and righteousness. And that is why the ulama say that you should conceal your piety and your act of good as you would conceal your sin. That's how you should conceal it, and that is how you should hide it. And you should become so displeased when somebody learns of your act of piety and righteousness, as you would become displeased when somebody learns of a sin that you had committed. That is how concerned a person should be about hiding his acts of piety and righteousness. And beyond that, if somebody comes to know of it, and he does not deliberately wish for it, then that is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, using it as a means of encouragement for others, that others are encouraged by his piety and his righteousness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. The next chapter is Surah Maryam. We will commence the tafsir of Surah Maryam next.